Peoria Civic Center Theater coming up Saturday, March 30th. Little tour going on. World tour. Beyond the Fluffy World Tour. And, you know, it's really interesting how this works. Some people have an opening act, but I think it's a little bit different this time. We've got a gentleman who's got a closing act for him as we check in this morning with comedian Alfred Robles, who will be performing at the Civic Center Theater coming up on March 30th. Alfred, good morning. How are you today?
What up, guys? How's it going? Good morning.
Good. Thanks so much. So, yeah, you're doing a little bit different. Some people have an opening act. You got a closing act, a guy that, you know, some people may have heard of the other guy also, Gabriel Iglesias. So it's kind of cool doing it that way, having a closing act instead of an opening act. How about that?
That's funny, man. That is funny, man.
All right.
You made my day, brother.
Well, Alfred, thanks again. I appreciate it, because we were just talking off the air. I didn't realize you were going to be calling, that you're still out west. You're still out in the L.A. area, so it's real early there. But you said you had to catch an early flight today anyway, though.
Yeah, we're flying out to Pennsylvania, brother.
Okay. So this tour is taking you all over the place, man. You're all over the country. You're up into Canada, and I know you've been some other places. So I know you're extra busy, because I was kind of looking at your schedule. On top of doing the tour with Gabriel Iglesias, you're also still playing some clubs in around the L.A. area as well,
yeah,
among
man,
other places.
You know what, man? I'm grateful working with Gabriel is it's like a make-a-wish, bro. You know what I mean? I'm going everywhere, doing everything because of him. And on my days off, I do stuff on my own.
Well, how long have you guys known each other? Sounds like quite a while you guys have known each other.
I know Gabriel for 15 years.
Wow. Well, let's find out a little bit about you. Alfred Robles joining us. He'll be at the Peoria Civic Center Theater, and that'll be coming up Saturday, March 30th. Unfortunately, you're going to have to find tickets through another source, through somebody that's trying to get rid of them, because it's sold out really, really quickly. They'll be up at the Allstate Arena up in Rosemont the night before, Friday night, Indianapolis the next night, next closest places, so you might want to check there as well. And then later in August, they'll be at in Des Moines, which would be the next closest place. So try to find your tickets. But Alfred, let's talk a little bit about your background, how you kind of got started in comedy.
Dude, it's funny, man. I got kicked out from the police academy, brother.
That would be a good start to it. Was it due to your attitude, or being funny, being kind of the class clown, so to speak?
No, it was due to a restraining order.
Oh, well, okay. Oh, how did that all come about?
Man, I was stalking one of my ex-girlfriends, and she put a restraining order on me, and I got DQ'd because of that. Because in the state of California, a restraining order is kind of like a domestic violence. So
really?
You can't carry a weapon. Yeah, so I got disqualified because of that.
Oh, man. Well, and, so why did you want to go to the police academy? What made you want to become a cop?
Well, you know what it was? I think back then it was easier to become a cop, and it was easier than becoming a comedian.
Right, which neither one of them are easy.
Yeah, I knew a lot of cops. I didn't know no comedians. So I was all like, you know what? And becoming a cop is a good career. And I said, I'll become a cop. And then I got disqualified, and I said, you know what? I'm going to become a comedian better.
Well, one of them might be slightly less dangerous than the other. I don't know.
It's a crazy story, man. I knocked on her window, her room window, and she opened up the curtain to her window, and I mean, I didn't have a plan B. And then I pointed like at my eye, and then I pointed at her like I was watching you, and then I walked away, and she called the cops.
Oh, man. So she was a little bit scared, even though...
I scared her good, brother.
was that the intent, or...
No, I didn't have a plan B. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, you're just there to say, hey, see what would happen, right?
I was there improvising.
Well, speaking of improvising, okay, well, let's talk about your act a little bit. What I know you'll talk about growing up, and you'll talk some about your mom and growing up, and your mom was sounds like your mom was a pretty religious lady.
Yeah, she was, man. And she's still trying to get me to go to church.
And do
my mom forgets. My mom forgets I'm older and I don't live with her, and she's still trying to control me.
Then I got to ask, do you still have the devil in you?
Yeah, man, I do. I do. It's crazy, man, because growing up, I'm the young one. I have two older brothers, and my mom was only strict on me. For some reason, my other brothers had it easy.
What? And where did you fall in the oldest, youngest, middle?
No. I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest. Okay. See, it's kind of the opposite with me. I was kind of the one that got away with everything, being the youngest. So I guess I was lucky in that respect.
My mom was, dude, I remember my freshman year, I was getting into some trouble in high school, and my mom sent me to Mexico, bro.
To Mexico? Just like as punishment or?
As punishment, she sent me to Mexico, dude.
So what happened while you were there?
Dude, going to high school in Mexico is crazy, bro. There's no age limit over there.
Oh, man. So
I went to high school with this kid that was 25, dude.
So not only she just didn't just send you there, you had to go to school while you were there. And so where are you from, the L.A. area originally?
Yeah, born and raised in L.A., man.
Okay. But
I'm a big Dodger and Laker fan.
Oh, okay.
Rams fan.
All right. And what about that? Did you even know that you guys have an NFL team again? A lot of people don't seem to notice that.
you know what, dude? I was a Bears fan. I was a
really?
Bears fan. Yeah, because my older brother was a Bears fan, and we didn't have a team for a long time. So I was a Bears fan all growing up.
That you?
And I always said, whatever team comes to L.A., I'm gonna become a fan of. And the Rams came first, and I'm a Rams fan.
Well, you know, you just endeared yourself to everybody around here because this is Bears territory here. I mean, there's a few scattered, there's some Packers fans and Vikings, but for the most part, this is Bears territory here. So you just endeared yourself. So remember that when you get to Peoria, that that people love the Bears.
Yeah, dude, I was a Bears fan since back in the days. The Fridge,
Walter Payton,
man.
Yep, Super Bowl Shuffle.
Singletary, man, I was a fan.
Yep, a fun team. Comedian Alfred Robles joining us here this morning. He will be opening at the Peoria Civic Center Theater on Saturday, March 30th. Unfortunately, the show is sold out, but there will be some other dates on tour that you can try to catch. Alfred, along with Gabriel Iglesias, and it's the Beyond the Fluffy World Tour. To kind of talk about your process as coming up, when you decided you got kicked out of the police academy, you decided, I'm going to become a comedian. What was that whole process like for you? What did you have to do to get where you're at today?
Man, I was doing open mics for a while and doing a lot of bar shows, and I ran into Gabriel at a bar show, and he liked my comedy, and he goes, the only advice I could give you is, he goes, be clean and do not use a lot of local references. And that's all I had back then, you know? And yeah. I was like, man, you're taking away all my act, bro.
Well, I guess because, you're drawing on your own experiences growing up, which makes it kind of local as to where you were.
Yes. And that advice was the best advice you could ever get from another comedian. Because of that, I'm able to perform in the Middle East. I was able to perform in Australia. I was able to perform in Asia and then all over Europe and all over all the 50 states because of that.
So what kind of...
I didn't box myself in just with local references or just being a Mexican comedian.
So you're still able to draw on like some of your upbringing, but yet without like kind of localizing it to just being in, you know, L.A. area or wherever it was.
Yeah, because when you're an up and comer, you try to cater to your people, your race, and the people you came up with, and you try to give that extra flavor. And that's how I was growing coming up as a comedian. And Gabriel goes, dude, that you're funny, but think bigger.
Well,
and it's the best advice ever, man.
Well, and obviously it's worked. It's worked for him as well, man. It's pretty amazing. And you look at some guys that came before you, especially the Hispanic comedians. Whether you're looking at Cheech Marin, the Cheech and Chong stuff, or Paul Rodriguez, or whoever the case may be, it may be the point that Gabriel might be bigger than any of them have ever been.
Bro, I'll tell you this. Gabriel was the first Mexican-American comedian to perform at Madison Square Garden, to perform at the Staples Center in L.A., to perform at the Sydney Opera House in Australia, man. And those are big, iconic venues.
Oh, absolutely. And here you are. And here you are performing at all the same venues now on this tour. That's got to be kind of a thrill. I mean, because I know you're coming up, you're playing clubs. Is there any? I mean, there's got to be some difference because at the comedy club, the audience is right there on top of you. And do you still have the same connection when you're playing a big venue?
Yes, you still have the same connection, but you have to slow it down. When you're working at a comedy club, you tend to go a little bit quicker. And in a venue, in an arena, you have to slow it down because of the laughter. Like the laughs come like in like little waves.
Mm-hmm. So
you can't rush yourself.
So when you're playing the big venue and opening for Gabriel, are you doing, what is your set like an hour long or?
No, but right now there's two comics, so we do 15 minutes each.
Okay, so this, but still, I mean, you know, people need to understand that when you're putting together a set, whether at a club doing 5 or 10 minutes or 15 or an hour, there's a whole lot that goes into coming up with 15 minutes of material and perfecting it.
Oh yeah, yes, man. Five minutes in a big venue is like doing 10 minutes in a big venue is like doing 5 minutes, like. That's all it is,
yeah.
Because of the laughter.
Well, again, Saturday, March 30th, Peoria Civic Center Theater. Again, unfortunately, the show is sold out, but if you get to try to catch them the night before, it's Alfred Robles talking with us, a comedian, and Gabriel Iglesias, the Beyond the Fluffy World Tour. And Gabriel, I'll put it this way again, Gabriel closing for Alfred. Alfred doing the show, and Gabriel's closing for him. Put it that way.
Hey guys, the show is it's like a concert, man. Gabriel puts on like a concert. It's like WWE, like he says it. Gabriel's he gives you a show.
Well, talk about some of the other stuff you've done with him, because he's done a lot of different TV specials and shows and stuff, and you've gotten to do a lot of those with him or on his shows with him.
Yeah, we did a show called Fluffy Breaks Even, where it was on for 3 seasons. It's on Hulu right now. You could catch it on Hulu, where we go eat and then we work out the next day.
And that was that's I love that show. It is a great show. I would highly recommend it. It really is. It's kind of so. At some point, I guess did the doctor tell him he needed to lose some weight? Is that kind of what the impetus behind the show was?
Yes, and he did lose weight. Gabriel did lose weight, and we just gained it all back on that show, and we stopped doing it because nobody compares the physical anymore.
So kind of thing was, if people haven't seen you guys, you go and find some great food to eat, then you go try to do something, some sort of workout to work it off, and sometimes the workouts it was some pretty funny stuff that you guys got to do.
Yeah, and then the crazy part was the workout, it was a hard workout, man. You know, and we're big guys. We're big guys, and it was hard for us.
Alfred Robles, comedian. He'll be performing Peoria Civic Center Theater again coming up on Saturday, March 30th. Again, the night before the 29th up at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont up in the Chicago suburbs, Indianapolis the following night, then later in August, and you can look up this tour information online. They'll be in Des Moines. Those will be the closest places that they'll come, and hopefully you'll be able to get tickets. Well, Alfred, appreciate you taking some time with us this morning. I'm glad that the show sold out. That's really cool. And that's got to be fun for you also, because you get, you know, getting to be there and playing in front of some really great crowds, which is obviously going to help your career as well.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys very much as well. And I'm living the life, brother. And I'm just happy. I'm happy right now. That's all. That's what life is all about, man. Just be happy. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And well, part of what you do is also making us happy too, which we appreciate.
Thank you guys, man.
All right, Alfred, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Again, Saturday, March 30th, Peoria Civic Center Theater. It's the big tour. Gabriel Iglesias, Beyond the Fluffy World Tour. And he'll be the closing act for Alfred Robles, comedian, joining us here this morning. Alfred, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.